From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Michael Taylor, reading Mischief, book number 2 in the Harrow House series by Douglas Clegg. Now, let's begin with Mischief. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. In one sense, a poet, however sublime, is limited by his mental power and capacity, and by the circumstances of the molecular changes in the brain. Let me explain in a few quick words how the question of magic may be defined as the practical ability to set in right motion the necessary forces. Aleister Crowley. Once upon a time there was a boy named Jack who lived with his poor mother. All they had left was one cow, and one day Jack went to market with that cow to sell it so he and his mother could eat. But on the way, he met an old woman who offered him 3 magic beans in exchange for the cow.
"These will bring great fortune to whoever plants them in his garden."
"How will something so small bring fortune, crone?" Jack asked.
"There is a place that is beyond the world, but to reach it, one must take chances. What do you want more than anything in the world, boy?"
Jack thought for a minute, then told her. From a retelling of the classic fairy tale, Jack and the Beanstalk. Prologue.
"What do you want more than anything else in the world?"
"You know, I already told you.
Say it."
"You can't bring back the dead."
"There's a way to do it."
"It's a game," he said, mostly to himself. "It's only a game, right? Like a room in my mind. It is a game."
"If you say so. Believe what you want. No one ever said you couldn't."
"It has to be," he said.